Hollywood celebrities melt down after Trump acquitted. Declare 43 Republicans traitors, fascists. By David Ng on February 13, 2021. Hollywood celebrities flew into a paroxysm of rage on Saturday after the Senate acquitted former President Donald Trump of inciting the Capitol Hill riots of January 6. Left-wing stars lashed out at the 43 Republicans who voted to acquit, calling them traitors and fascists. Anti-Trump celebrities including Alyssa Milano, Rob Reiner, Bette Midler, and Rosie O'Donnell led the collective meltdown. It is a sad day in America when only 7 Republicans have the patriotism and integrity to convict a tyrant, Milano tweeted. The stars aimed much of their venom at Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, saying that the former majority leader has no soul. As Breitbart News reported, the final Senate tally was 53 guilty versus 43 not guilty, falling short at the two-thirds majority needed to convict Trump. In the end, 7 Republican senators voted to convict the former president. Senators Burr, Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Romney, Sass, and Toomey. Alyssa Milano wasted no time in declaring that Trump must now be taken to court. Rob Reiner blasted the 43 Republicans, claiming that they had acquitted Trump of the worst violation of the Constitution by a president in our nation's history. Bette Midler told the country to prepare to have your hearts broken just minutes before Trump's acquittal became a reality. Rosie O'Donnell, who has long been Trump's arch-rival, was in fact actually heartbroken. John Cusack attacked the 43 Republicans who voted to acquit Trump, calling them fascists. Some celebrities called the 43 Republicans traitors, including actors Don Cheadle and Adam Goldberg. Actress Mia Farrow tweeted that Trump's acquittal is sad for our country. Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi declared that Republicans can't stand up for the American people because they can't even stand up for themselves. Borat director Larry Charles declared that Trump is overwhelmingly guilty by any legal standard. Netflix's Atypical actor Michael Rapaport appeared to call the 43 Republicans worthless worms. HBO's Westworld actor Jimmy Simpson said all senators who voted to acquit Trump must be put on a list. They love Trump more than the United States of America, he tweeted. Other stars ganged up on Senator McConnell, including Albert Brooks, Patricia Arquette, Jim Gaffigan, and Wanda Sykes. McConnell blasted Trump in a speech following the Senate verdict, despite voting to acquit him. The West Wing star Bradley Whitford claimed that Trump attempted to overthrow an election. John Leguizamo called Republicans morally bankrupt. Comedian and the King of Comedy star Sandra Bernhardt promised that more will be revealed of the rotten underbelly of unarguably the worst president we have ever elected. Scooby-Doo actor Matthew Lillard appeared enraged at Republicans, urging Americans to vote them all out. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.